Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mets had a man on in the top of the first against the starter for the Giants, Connor Menez, making his major league debut. But J.D. Davis doubled with one out. However, he was doubled off trying to advance to third on a flyout off the bat of Pete Alonso in the first inning. Kevin Pillar made a sliding catch and gunned down Davis at third. Steven Matz normally has first inning treble. He gave up the leadoff hit off the glove of Ahmed Rosario, a single for Donovan Solano. But Matz got a double play ball after that. Tyler Austin flied to right. And then the Mets gave Matz a lead in the top of the second with one out. Michael Conforto blasted one into the water. 2-1. Curve is hammered deep toward right. Back forward is Slater. He's not going to move anymore. That ball is headed toward McCovey Cove. It splashes down in the drink. And Michael Conforto has hit a home run to give the Mets a 1-0 lead. Conforto with his 18th home run of the season. It was a splashdown into McCovey Cove. Just the fourth Met to ever do that. Joining Cliff Floyd, Carlos Delgado, and Curtis Granderson on that list. And the Mets a 1-0 advantage. Two batters later, it would be 2-0. Payoff pitch. Fastball hammer, deep left center. That one sends Yastrzemski back. He's at the wall. It's gone. A home run. Ahmed Rosario rips his 11th of the year. The Mets have homered twice here in the second. And it's a 2-0 lead against the rookie Connor Menez in his big league debut. But after that, Menez was pretty good. The Mets hit two homers, and for every home run they hit this year, a donation is made to an undergraduate student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu. Menez would end up with six strikeouts, pitching five innings. He allowed just three hits, the double in the first, plus those two homers. And the Mets did not have another hit in this game until the top of the 11th inning, as Menez, Maranta, Watson, Dyson, Smith, Melanson, and Gott would all pitch for the Giants today, and from the second inning on, they would all keep the Mets off the board following that Ahmed Rosario home run. Steven Matz would allow the Giants to get a run in the bottom of the second, three singles, the last of which from Brandon Crawford. 1-2 pitch is looped toward left center. Rosario back out, can't get it. Around third, Posey's being sent home. Davis has a great arm, but he got turned around in the outfield. Posey scores standing up. And a bloop base hit RBI for Brandon Crawford. And the Giants are on the board. The Mets lead is 2-1. So Brandon Crawford gets the run batted in to score Posey, and the Giants pulled within one. Two innings later, they would get another. Buster Posey doubled to give San Francisco a leadoff man in scoring position. Kevin Pillar grounded out, but Zach Green was making his major league debut today as well. He singled his first time up, and then in the fourth, he would tie this game.
1-2, swing and a slug over third. That's trouble. Just inside the chalk, fair down the left field line. A jog around third. Posey scores. Green zips into second, standing up. An RBI double. He's got two hits in his big league debut. And the Mets now have a tie game. The lead is gone. It's 2-2.
But Steven Matz would settle down after that. He would work the rest of the fourth inning, keeping Green at second. He pitched around a leadoff error in the fifth. Then he struck out the side in the sixth inning. Matz worked six, a quality start, giving up two runs while striking out six. Then the Mets bullpen took over. Justin Wilson, a scoreless seventh. Seth Lugo was dynamite in the eighth and the ninth innings, working a couple of scoreless frames. Edwin Diaz dominated in the bottom of the tenth, an 11-pitch inning with two strikeouts, but Diaz was not asked to work anymore after that. While he was in there, though, he painted the corners, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or SherwinWilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. The Mets' reluctance to use Diaz beyond three outs this year has hurt them at various times throughout this season. Today was no different. The Mets did not score in the top of the 11th inning, and then Jerry's Familia came on to pitch the bottom of the 11th. He struggled badly to find the zone. He walked Brandon Belt and then Buster Posey, but Robert Gsellman would bail Familia out. He got a double play ball off the bat of Alex Dickerson to retire two. That did leave Brandon Belt at third, though, and Pablo Sandoval made a bid to try to win the game.
Pitch,
Swing and a liner to center. Lagares comes in. He makes the catch. A running catch for Juan Lagares. Chest high on a low liner off the bat of Sandoval. It was falling quickly, but Lagares had a good jump, and he makes the play to end the 11th. What a job by Robert Gsellman. The Giants don't score. We go to the 12th, 2-2. Indeed, it was a great job by Robert Gsellman in that 11th inning. But in the 12th, after the Mets once again were shut out by a Giants reliever, Trevor Cott did the job at the top of the 12th inning. It was the home half of the 12th when Brandon Crawford flied out to lead off. But Mike Yastrzemski followed against Gsellman.
Payoff. Swing and a high fly, fairly deep left. McNeil back at the warning track. He leaps. It's gone. Just over the fence, left center field, Mike Yastrzemski launches his ninth home run. The Mets fall in 12 innings, 3-2.